was throw it into the fire, and then a second later put your chometz on top of it.
Star today, the Torah, yeah. Northwest London, Friday, 1st of October, Cafe Tishri, Rabbi Chaim Berman. Kriya Shem, a creation or a revelation. This week's shurim have been sponsored in Nishmas our previous participant, Rabbi Yossel Moss, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Avraham, whose Yad site was on Simchas Torah.
Shalom Aleichem. It's a pleasure to join you all the way from Edgware. Days like ours, can't take it for granted that I wasn't walking this morning in the rain for the shortage of petrol. It'll be very different. So I want to speak about the inyan of Kriyas Shem and the ability of Bnei Adam to choose a name. And I want to start off with the Chakira. Yesh Lachker. Start off with this question. We know that names are significant and they have some kind of spiritual significance. What's going on when we call a name? When referring to the neshama. Does the name reveal the true identity of the neshama? So a name is suited to the neshama that it corresponds to? Or does the name have some kind of creative aspect to it? It actually causes a certain change in the person or in the neshama itself? What's going on with Kriyas Shem? High things, holy things. Let's see what we can find. The pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all the animals to Adam. Ve'yaveh el ha'Adam lirayis ma'yikra lo. Brings them all to Adam and says, what are you going to call them? Adam, and everything that Adam will call them, Nefesh Chaya, all the living animals, Hushamai, this was, would be its name. The Medrash is a Medrash called Psikta de Rav Kana. And the Medrash in Psikta de Rav Kana comments on the Pasuk. We know Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam, because the Pasuk says, Ve'yechkam Mikol Adam. Ve'yechkam Mikol Adam. So the Medrash writes, Ve'yechkam Mikol Adam, he was wiser than all other men. It's not just that he was wiser generically than mankind. Ve'yechkam Mikol Adam, he was wiser than Adam HaRishon. Even than Adam HaRishon. What was the Chochmah of Adam HaRishon? I would have said maybe the fact that he made fire Matzei Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon Matzei Shabbos a certain bina, a certain havchana to make fire. That's not what the Medrash says. The Medrash reads as follows. Ela at moitza b'shar shabikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrei sesa olam. Familiar Medrash, but it goes a different way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he wanted to create the world, when he wanted to create Adam, nimlech ban alochei ha'shores, he consulted with his ministering angels. Omalem, he says, nasa Adam, let's make man. Omalafana, so the angels retort, Ribbono Elamim Hashem, Ma Enosh Kisis Kareno. What is this mankind that you want to create? Ben Adam Kisis Kareno. You're so high, you're infinite. Why are you interested in humans? Omer Lahem Hashem responds, Adam Zeh She'ani Mevakish Divrois. This man that I want to create, for Elami in my world, Chochmasu Mirub Mishochem. His Chochma is greater than yours. Ma'asa, how did he demonstrate this? Kinis Kol Behem of Chayvoif. He brought all domesticated, wild, fowl. He brought them all in front of the Malachim. Ve'avirim lifneim, passed them before them. Amalehem, and says to the Malachim, Ma shemoisim shaleim. What would you call these? V'lo ha'yodim. They had nothing to respond. Didn't know what to call them. The Malachim didn't know where to start. V'kivin shabara adam. As soon as Hashem created Adam HaRishon, kines kol behem v'chavai. If he brought all the animals back. Ve'avir and Lifana brought them in front of him. Amaloi says to Adam, Ma'ashmois and Shalenu, what are the names of these ones? Va'amala lozeh noye nikresoi sus. This one is befitting to call it sus. Lozeh noye nikresoi ari. This is good that we'll call this one an ari, a lion. Lozeh noye nikresoi gomel, camel. Lozeh noye nikresoi shoy. Lozeh neshe. Goes through the animals, through the birds. Lozeh noye nikresoi noye
means can mean nice, but it can also mean appropriate.
Like we say, ki lo yoe, ki lo noe. It's a fitting. Adam understood that for this animal, it's fitting to call it this name. Zenai lekreis echamai hado dichsev, and this is what the pasuk that we mentioned. Vikra Adam shemis lechol behem lechol chayim uchaya v'chol sheyikol Adam nefesh chayim shemai, and everything he called it, that was its name. Amalai. So Hashem says to Adam, v'ato mashenachan. What's your name going to be? Amalai Adam. Amalai lama. So Hashem asks him why. Justify your decision. Mibnation of racing the Nadom, because that was created from Nadom. Omalay Oman, Omani Shinim Shimi. So what's my name? What's my name? Omalay Havaya. Omalay Lama. Why? Omalay Sha'ata Odain al Kobriya Secha. Because you are the master in all of your creation, all of your everything that you've created. So the Melachim are not able to respond anything. What we see from this Medrash is the tremendous Kayach of Adam to be mavchin, to discern the nature of things, and to call it a name. Lamoid altivoy shall call dover v'dover, to be able to ascertain the nature and give it an appropriate name. So, Rav Dr. Shlomo Schoenfeld, a person who was completely ibege geben at Sarkhaya, call the Sarkei Sibyl, made a very interesting ha'ara. He notes the first activity that we're aware of that Adam HaRishon does, the first thing that he does, is to call names. To call names. Just calling names. This activity of calling the animals names, calling Hashem a name, calling to the Medrash. And we see from here, it's our first encounter with what Adam HaRishon does, that by nature, mankind are classifying beings. We like to make order of our surroundings. We like to label. We like to give things, we like to categorize, to taxonomize our surroundings. That is the nature of who we are. That is B'nai Adam. And there's a certain chokhmah there that even the Melochim can't aspire to. We can even understand the Elyonim. We can even give names to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Justified names. That's a tremendous chokhmah, and even the Melochim don't have that. There's a Chazal tell us that when we say Kedusha down here, say Kodesh, 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 correspondingly that gives the Malachim Koyach to also say Kedusha in Shemayim. We have a tremendous Koyach. When we say Kedusha, it gives the Malachim Koyach to say Kedusha in Shemayim. The way the Nefesh HaChaim explains it is that we, B'nai Adam, are connected through our Torah and Mitzvahs to Shemayim. That's how he explains the Hishtalshuas Ha'ilom Ma'isim. The Sphere is every Machshava Dibba Ma'isim that we do, and especially learning Torah, has a corresponding effect all the way up into Shemayim. So when we say Kodesh down here, it gives the Malochim in Shemayim the Koyach to say Kedusha in Shemayim. So with this Medrash and this idea from Rav Shlomo Schoenfeld, so a good friend of mine, expert Mechanech, Rabbi Yehuda Tella, made a ha'ara that perhaps that's pshat in the Medrash as well. The Malachim ask, I am a kohen kavodai. The Malachim, even in their great hakara and understanding, are not able to give Hashem a name. They're not able to say Kodesh. Kodesh is mufla, as Rashi explains. That means when you're able to say Kodesh, you're able to understand a part of the Mahus of Hashem. At least that Hashem is completely distinct from every other Bria and creation. And the Malachim are I am a kohen kavodai. They can't perceive it. They don't have the koyach to do that. When Adam is able to say Kodosh, Mufla, that gives the Malachim the koyach. Oh, now it's being classified. We have something to refer to. That gives them the koyach to say Kodosh. Perhaps new understanding in those Dibri Chazal. I want to share with you an amazing story that illustrates our koyach, Lamoid al Tivoy shall call Dovod B'Dovod, to be able to understand the nature of things and call it a name. Even if we're not fully aware of what we're doing, there's a certain Siyata Dishmaya. It's a truly incredible story, and I apologize to those who haven't heard this story before, because it gets better every time you hear it. So, there's a Yid, a Tyre Yid, who I believe he lives around this part of the world, Dr. Yossi Spitzer, who has a surgery in San Vito. And he was contacted. He's a Mo'el, as we know, I think. He's a Mo'el, and he does milas for everyone, for that entire spectrum of Anglo Jewry. He's a very, very popular Mo'el, a Mo'el Mumcha. And he's also, I believe, the president of the Initiation Society. Correct? Yeah. So he was contacted by a London council, a certain London council, and said, who said to him that there's a baby being born to a Jewish mother, and unfortunately, he has had to be removed from the mother, from our custody, to care of council as a ward of court. We understand that this child is Jewish, and we want to initiate him into his religion according to the rites of the Jews. Will you please perform his circumcision? So what was the first thing that Dr. Spitzer did? He went to London based in and confirmed the yichus of the child. And indeed, the child was Jewish. And he arranges an appointment that this child should be brought to his surgery in Stamford Hill. It's just before Yom Kippur. I think it might have even been Erev Yom Kippur. And this baby is brought in by the social worker and non-Jewish foster mother. The only other person who is there is Dr. Spitzer's chavrusa. He's the aid ri'ya. I'm an aid shmi'a. I heard the story from Dr. Spitzer himself. So they come in, and he performs the mila. And he gets to the kriyas shem. So it's just before Yom Kippur. Yonah. And he chooses another name, because there was a Yid who lived nearby, a neighbor, of Alta Yid, who never was able to have children. Never had children. But he loved children. And he was very popular in the neighborhood. The children always used to come over, used to give them sweets. His name was Yechezkel. And since this fellow never had children, he thought it should be a schus for Yechezkel to call him Yechezkel. So he called this child Yoni Yechezkel. At the end of the bris, the foster mother comes over to Dr. Spitzer.
Was mother Jewish?
No, she's not Jewish.
The mother was.
The mother was Jewish. The mother was Jewish. The foster mother is not Jewish. The foster mother comes over. That's what makes this part even more interesting. She comes over with a chumash. She'd gone out, I don't know where she got it from. She'd gone out, she bought a chumash as a gift to her foster child on the day of his circumcision. So she comes to Dr. Spitzer and says, I'm not sure exactly what it is, I know it's a Jewish book. Will you please write an inscription for this child? So Dr. Spitzer thinks this is a wonderful opportunity, because how else is he going to know his Yiddish name? So he writes in it, Dear Yonah Yechezkel, on this chumash is given to you on the day of your bris, signed by your moel, Yossi Spitzer. That was it. He thought that would be the end. He didn't know what's going to be with his child. If he'd ever see him again, and he hoped one day he'd be able to at least know that he had a Yiddish name, maybe even know that he was Jewish, through this chumash. That was it. He went back. Yom Neroyim passed. Months went by. And then he gets a phone call. Someone with a slightly trembling voice, a lady that he knew. And she says, are you the Mo'el, a few months ago, a young boy called Yoni Yechezkel? He said, yes. She said, we recently adopted Yoni Yechezkel. He knew this lady, she was a Jewish lady. And he was very surprised. Delighted and surprised. Because one never knows where such a child may end up, what kind of family. Yiddish family, Goyish family. Well, he wasn't prepared for what he heard next. She said, voice trembling, why did you choose the name Yonah Yechezkel? So he explained, Yonah because Erev Yom Kippur, and Yechezkel because of this elderly gentleman. She said, my husband and I, we didn't have children for many years. Weren't zech the children. We always dreamed, we knew that if we would have a son, we always dreamed that maybe, just maybe, we'd call him Al Shem, my father, whose name was Yonah. And my husband's grandfather,
was Yechezkel. And we'd call him Yoni Yechezkel, that was always our dream.
We have no idea the siyata d'shmaya we get when we call a name.
That's the koyach of Adam to be mavchin, what is an appropriate name.
Even if we're not aware of it, we do our cheshbonos, we make our ishtadlus, and we give the name, and there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that we're not even aware of.
So that is the first idea I want to suggest. We mentioned the title is Kriyat Shem, is it a revelation? So this is the idea that Kriyat Shem is a revelation. It reveals the true nature of something, of someone. And we see this through a story. I heard it myself from Dr. Spitzer. But it's not only that. Kriyat Shem is also, as we mentioned, it's a creation. It's not only Koyach La'amid al Tivei Shokol Dovah V'Dovah, but there's a certain Kviyus Mahus Ha'odom. The Kriyat Shem can be Koveya, who the person isn't going to become. The Gemara writes, if there is a Mila in town, and there's also a Levaya, Le'al Edom, and you can go to either, but you can't go to both. They're both going to happen, they're both taken care of. You can go to one, you can't go to the other. Which one comes first? So the Gemara says that Mila comes first because Zeh mitzvosei lechai, v'zeh mitzvosei emes. The same is true of a chuppah. You can go to a chuppah, you go to a chuppah rather than Levaya, Zeh mitzvosei lechai, Zeh mitzvosei emes. It doesn't come into the cheshbon of mes mitzvah because there are klevim already. Now, after the chuppah has already happened, when it's a question of going to Sheva Brachas or accompanying them, begleiten, so the Ramban writes that from that point onwards, the precedence goes to the Levaya, not to the Chosan Mekan. Before the Chuppah, Mitzvah Selechai, you go to the Chuppah. After the Chuppah, you go to the Levaya. Now, what if you got an option between Mila and a Chuppah? Which one do you go to? According to the logic that we said, which should trump the other one? Mila, correct. Because if Mila trumps... If it's after the Chuppah, already, then if Mila trumps a Levaya, but a Levaya trumps after the Chuppah, so Mila for sure trumps after the Chuppah. That's a svar. Okay. So the Drisha asks the following question. What if you have it's not a Mila, it's a Kriyas Shem of a girl. Not a Mila, Kriyas Shem of a girl. Or after the Chuppah. Attending after a Shabbat Sheva Brachas, let's say, and a Kriya Shem of a girl. Which one do you go to? So the Drisha says something fascinating, which needs a Peirush. The Drisha says that you should rather go to the Kriya Shem. And he says the following words. Kriya Shem Labonois, the Kriya Shem of a girl, is b'mokin Kriya Shem d'zachar b'shas ha-mila. Has the toikef, has the same status in halacha of the Kriya Shem of a mila. We need to understand this. Mila is the Mila, and Kriyat Shem is, you know, it's a nice Indian, you know, it's a chosh of a thing, but what's going on? So, there's a chosh of a Yid in Yerushalayim, Briska, called Mordechai Kalabach, who wrote a whole array of svarim called Chavtzeles HaShorin, very extensive, lovely, interesting svarim, and he suggests the following. The idea of Bris Mila, and the koyach of Bris Mila, is that it gives a certain kvias shame yisrael to the rechanim. For sure, if a person doesn't have bris mila, they're still Jewish. But there's a certain kedusha that a young boy gets through bris mila, and we see that through the medrash. The medrash says that la'asid lovei Avraham Avinu is going to stand at the Pesach of Gehenna, and he's going to schlep out all the men who have bris mila and say, this is not your place, I'm going to schlep them all to Gan Eden. So Mila gives a certain kedusha, a certain Shem Yisrael. So he says, that Shem Yisrael comes through a boy, through Bris Mila. How does a girl get it? What's her initiation ceremony? It's a Kriyas Shem. So we see from here, and that's what's going on in the Drisha. The Kriyas Shem of a girl has the same kedusha, Kviyas Kedusha, Kviyas Shem Yisrael as a Bris Mila for a boy. That happens to a girl, and therefore it has precedence even over Simchas Chasan Bekala after the Chuppah. We don't have to go so far as the Drisha. Chazal tell us in Brachas, in the beginning of Maseches Brachas, Melani the Shema Kagorim, that the shame of a person is the Gorim of the Mahus of the nature of that person. The Gemara makes a drasha there on Rus, that she was called Rus because her descendant David HaMelech would sing Shiru or Beshiris for Tishbachis like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the nature of a person and even their progeny is inherently reflected in the name that they have. And it's not only, as we mentioned before, a reflection of that person, a revelation, but it's also a creation of the nature of that person. Shema Kagorim, the name itself causes, has a certain cause of the nature of the person. Rav Avraham Azulai, one of the greatest tzaddikim and mukubalim, who was an alter zeda of the Chidor, and Chesed Lavram writes that at the moment you give a name to a child, the neshama enters the guf. Fascinating thing. The moment of Kriya Shem, the neshama enters the guf. You see, Kriya Shem is a very, very, very powerful thing. But Moshe Feinstein mentioned this, I believe that his son-in-law, Moshe Tendler, was with Nifta just today. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Eben Ezer, because Moshe, that this refers to, it doesn't matter what the person's actually called, if they're called by a nickname, if they're called by an English name, everything goes after the Kriyas Hashem, B'Shas HaMila, or B'Shas HaAliyah LaTorah. That's what it all goes after. I want to read you, I have here a contras written by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, Agon HaTzadik. Unbelievable contras on the Inyan of Kriyas Hashem. And I'm going to read you out what he cites from the Rav Moshe Cordovero, one of the early Mekubalim. Pirush Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Cordovero Beloshen HaZoya, explaining the Zoya. Kodesh Baruch Hu Esgali Nevuah Kedisha V'Lei Nosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Nevuah to man. B'Li HaChanosam, without their prior preparation. Koidem HaYosim Royim Nadova, even if they're not fitting for it. Where do we have Nevuah today? Through where do we have Nevuah? One place Chazal tells us, Afal Pi Shenitla Neviim, Nitla Nevuah Min Neviim. The Nevuah was taken from the Neviim, Morgoth Vasra. Mi Talmid Achamim Le Nitla. That from Talmid Achamim, the Baalei Torah still have Nevuah. That's one kind of Nevuah. Talmid Achamim, through Torah, we can have a certain kind of Nevuah. The Sfarim explained that Nevuah is through Koyach HaSeichel, the Ramban. Ruach HaKoyach HaBekirgam comes out through their Seichel. But not everyone is Seichel to that. Explains the Ramesh Kodavira from the Zoya that every person, B'li HaChanosam, Koidem Sheim Ruim Nadova, even if they're not fitting for it, can have a Nevuah. Da'inu Nevuah Spenei Odom, the Nevuah of people, Hoyre Habonim, Shenoisnim Befiem, that is given into their mouths, Likrei Sheim Islibneim, to call names to their children, Al Shema Osid, according to who they're going to become. V'hainu Chazum Yifalo Yisadikim, see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Pasuk in the Gemara in Brachas that says Shema Kagorim, the name causes, is a cause of who the person will become. Shebnei Odom Yisnabu V'yikru Shnei Mevneim Al Shema Osid. People will call the name to their children according to the nature of who they're going to become. B'li Yisim Mechonim El HaNevuah, even if they haven't prepared themselves for the Nevuah. Unbelievable thing. Rav Moshe Cordovero coming from the Zoya, every person, parents, as they come, as he explains in the Sefer, together, Bahaskamosam, as they agree together, they come to a consensus on what the name of their child should be, have a Nevuah which is given to them. We see how important Kriyas Shem is. It's not just the revelation of the nature of a child, Lamed al Tivoy Shel Bnei Adam, but it's also a Koyach Yetzira. It also has a certain formative effect on who the child's going to be. I'm going to speak about something now which I know there are differences of opinion on, and this is not a halacha shir. So as always, Kol Echad Yaseh Kafi Hayras Rabbeisov, V'Kafi Minag Avoisov. An observation on the first few psukim of Sefer Shmuel. But before I do that, I want to mention that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, the author of this kuntras, was asked many times, people would come to him, he's one of the greatest Mekubalim today in Yerushalayim, people would come to him and ask him, what shall I call my son, my daughter? So he would respond with an idea, but before I say the idea, I want to preface it with the following story. We're familiar with the story of Chana in Sefer Shmuel. Chana is not Zeicha to children, not Zeicha to her son, so she goes to Beis HaMikdash, she davens, Ellie thinks she's a Shikaira, but really she's a Kashira, and then he realizes this, and he gives her a bracha that she should have children. She goes back home, she conceives, she has a child, Elana Azel Hispalalti, Ritain Hashem Shelosi, Asher Shalti Meimai. And what happens next? I would have assumed that the next thing that she would do would be to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, to go back to Eli and say, Eli Kohen Gadol, your bracha was Niskayim. I have a child now. What should I call him? That's not what happens. The next thing she does is she calls him Shmuel Kimi Hashem Shilsiv, because I asked him of Hashem. And then Elkanah goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. The next pasuk of the Kriya Shem, Elkanah goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. He brings a korbanos to Tovah Hashem. The next pasuk after the Kriya Shem. If it would have been me, I think I would have probably gone to Eli and said, "What is the fitting name to get? Why didn't you ask Kohen Gadol, Eli? So the answer is, and this is what Rav Yaakov Moshe Hill would say to people who asked him this question. According to the Arizal and Shara Gilgulim, and the Ramak, as we said now, and the Zaya as well, that a Kriya Shem comes mikoach nevuah ruach hakodesh, that is the prerogative of the parents. That means it's their decision what they call their children. The Rav, unless he's privy to ruach hakodesh or nevuah, so Rav Yaakov Moshe Hill, then it's the prerogative of the parents to give the name. The Rav can't give you the name. If you have a name and you want to know whether it's a good name, whether it's a Shem Tov, then you can go and ask a Sheilas Chacham, if it's got a good name. There are some names that we're not allowed to call in Halacha, though. So it's brought Pischei Tshuva and Evan Ha'ezer, certain names that we don't call because they don't have their connotations, the names of Rishayim, etc. So you can ask a Sheila, and that's a healthy thing to do. But you can't ask someone else to give you the name. You have to realize this is a prerogative of the parents. What is a good name? Well, this will conclude. What is a good name? So this is more or less is what this kuntres explains. Kuntres is called the Elu Shemois Bnei Yisrael. Very highly recommend. It's not long. It's only about 69 pages. Finish it in a day. Yeah, poor retrospect. So what is a good name? A name that has a good mashmaos, that has a positive connotation, a name that's one of the tzaddikim from Tanakh. Can it be a name that comes from a different language? Yes, it can. It can be a Yiddish name. It can be. We find in Chazal they gave Aramaic names. Or the Hachmei Sfad also, they have Arabic names as well. That doesn't, but it should have a positive connotation, whichever language that it comes from. Minig Ashkenaz is to give names. Some Ashkenaz give names. Al Shem Chayas, even Chayas Tameis, Arye, the Marshal, Zeev. Yeah. But why? So Sfadim don't do this. But because you couldn't Hashem the koyach of that Adam, you know, Ari is Gibbuk Ari, etc. So as long as it has a positive connotation, then it's a good name. It's good to choose a name in Tzadikim, Hashem Avoisom. We can always be safely assured. That's what the Medrash says. That the Medrash Rabba says that it used to be Klal Yisrael would give a name, Hashem Ma'ora, according to a happening that happened at that time of the year. Something that happened to them. But we're not privy to that kind of understanding, so we give Shem Hashem Avoisom. It's a very old minig of Kaisal to name after parents. So that's also a part of the guidance, and we can, by naming after Sadiqim, by naming after people of previous generations, we can also ensure that the name is, the person has a certain hashpah of Kedusha from that neshama, and with that, it makes sure that they have the right shefa and the right tzino l'shamayim. That's what the Sfarim explain. The person has the correct name, then it gives them the correct shefa min l'shamayim. So if we recap just what we've done, we started off with a chakira. Is kriyas shem a revelation or a creation? Is it lam? And we said it's both. We saw from the Medrash that Adam has a koyach lamid al tivah shel kol davar v'davar, to understand what is the nature of each thing. That's a certain koyach that Bnei Adam have, which even the Melachim cannot aspire to. And we also said that shame, when the person has a Siyata D'Shemaya, and really a Nevuah, the only Nevuah that we have today, that has a Koyach of Yetzira, a certain formative Koyach in the nature of the children as well. We should all tach and be Zeicha to be Baalei Shem Tov.